One, we have this 6 or 7 million, maybe more, that have come in the last 3 years that we know nothing about. And I would agree 100% that these folks, that we need to make sure they go back to their home country. There is no doubt about that. They have not established a life here. I don't think we're going to have time to do asylum claims, and I quite frankly don't think they have legitimate asylum claims. I think they are a function of bad management by the Biden administration and negligence. Okay, and I think I could be very clear about that. When you go back to other folks, you have people that are victims of legal immigration, and those are people that are on H-1B and H-1A visas who are waiting inordinate amount of times to get their green cards, and because of that, they're like indentured servants under the visa that they're on. They can't change jobs, they can't move, they can't, their spouses can't work, but yet they have followed all the rules, they have filled out all the paperwork, they have done all the things that we have asked them to do to be legal immigrants and to get green cards and to have a path to citizenship, but we, the United States of America immigration system, are holding them up. Okay, that's another section. So you've got the section that came in over, you know, all over time, that over the last 3 years that need to be shipped back. Then you've got the folks that are here legally, have filed the paperwork, are waiting for things, are waiting inordinately for things, and it is our fault as a federal government that we are not doing the things we promised to do to these people that have filed the paperwork correctly. The third group is the mixed status family group, okay? They are people that have been here all levels of time. You know, they could have been here 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. They could have been here 10 years. But they have mixed status families. They have families that have illegal immigrants in them. They have families that have legal immigrants. They have natural born U.S. citizens in these families. I believe, and the last thing that DA pulled out, he pulled out just part of this instead of the whole explanation, that those need to be looked at case by case, okay? Because I think that somebody, for example, maybe they've already filed for a tax ID number. They're already filing income taxes. There are about a million of those out there. And if they've already gotten a tax ID number, they're filing taxes every year, and they're paying their taxes, I think that's a different category than somebody who's just here living off the land. So it's a complicated issue is what I'm saying. And I don't think that because I'm willing to look at the nuances of what this issue is, that that I am somehow anti-immigration reform. I just think I'm looking at it a little more clearly. So you can join us on the phones on that at 770-535-2911. I do believe next to inflation is the single biggest problem we have going into this election. Inflation and higher interest rates and the more that everything is costing us is the number one thing. The number two thing is this illegal immigration. And let me tell you something, the cost of this is great monetarily, but there's a bigger cost involved in this 3 years of unfettered illegal immigration. And that is there are probably today a terror cell in this country that is planning to do something. We stopped one on the border. We stopped a guy with a explosive device, and Border Patrol were able to get him and keep him from coming in the country. But how many of those are already here? And I know there are going to be people that when something like this happens, and it will, I hope it won't be bad, but they're going to blame, you know, people that were willing to look at the issue fairly, and we're not going to blame the right people. The terrorists are the people we need to blame every single time when a terrorist attack happens. Okay? People didn't do things to deserve to be a part of a terrorist attack, and we need to look at things importantly in that area. Paul from Gainesville said, why has the UGA administration been silent on the Mideast war and violent protests? Well, Paul, they haven't been silent about it. Jerry Moorhead put out a very strong statement right at the beginning, and they have been very clear about not allowing protests to get out of hand. They have allowed peaceful protests, but they have not allowed the threatening of Jewish students on the University of Georgia campus. The University of Georgia and the University of Florida were the two universities that came out first and most strongly. I know there's an article. I got sent the link myself. that said that UGA has said nothing about it. That's not true. They said it very, very early and very, very strongly that they weren't going to put up with people intimidating folks on the campus. So I'll see if I can find the actual statement, because I read it on the air when it came out. When it came out a couple of weeks ago. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more.
This week on Bud's Garage, time change safety checks, 10 most likely cars to be stolen, NASCAR.